Wow, that's catchy. I am your host, Richie Phillips, a.k.a. Ryman Richie, former morning radio co-host from Albany, New York, and now your humble podcast proprietor and musical host for your next conference and your business function and your wedding or your retirement party. Just go to hirerichie.com for more information. See how I slipped that in there. On this edition, we're going to talk retail and the demise, and this is sad, of not only mom and pop stores, because they've been going through that for a long time, but now even chain stores are having problems, and that's nothing new. You've seen that happening as well. According to CNBC, however, more than 70 million square feet of retail space is slated to close this year, if it hasn't already, largely attributed to the fact that retailers with massive floor plans are the ones shuttering the stores, according to the article. Now, you've got Sam's Club. You've got Bon-Ton closing stores. You've got Toys R Us, which already did that. You have, what else? JCPenney, Nordstrom, they're all feeling the heat and turning off their heat. But the store that really got to me the most, that really upset me the most, is the one right here in our local area, which was one of the big anchors in our local mall, the Colony Center. I used to go there all the time, and I would like to open this podcast with a little ode, a musical ode, to my favorite store. And after the song, hang on, because I have a slight reminiscence of a store that was really close to my family's heart, because it was a mom and pop store that my mom and pop owned for many, many years on Eastern Long Island, and I have a couple of little anecdotes about that. So it's the all retail edition of The Top. Let's go to the song right now.
I can't imagine you not being there. That's where we bought our lawn chair and my lawn mower too. I swear we've purchased every tool there is, our washer and our dryer and our fridge, our TV with your warranty. Now what are we to do? Goodbye, Sears. I hate that you left town. You took your logo down. You're no longer around. So sad but true. Goodbye, Sears. I guess it wasn't smart when you merged with Kmart. It tore you both apart. Yes, you're in deep doo-doo. Goodbye, Sears. Goodbye, Sears. Goodbye, Sears. I'll miss your massive store with items named Kenmore. You can't ignore that you've all owned one or two. Goodbye, Sears. Soon the whole thing might be gone. Who can we blame this on? Freaking Amazon. For all those years, you and everyone loved. Whatever happened to Sears? Whatever happened to them? So bummed. Take it to the top. To the top.
By the way, I did a video for that song. If you'd like to see that, I have that on my YouTube channel, and I'll put a link to that on my Facebook page and also in the show notes for this podcast. Now, I was driving past that mall that I was just talking to you about, and all of a sudden I started to reminisce to myself about my parents' mom and pop store while driving. So this is kind of like a stream of consciousness talk, and I'm sure the other cars in the other lanes were looking at me as I'm blabbing to myself and recording this, but this is a little reminiscence about my parents' store called Phillips Department Store as I am driving. I shouldn't even be doing this, trying to hold my phone with one hand and talk on the other. I know. But then again, I could have a cup of coffee in one hand and, you know, and drive with the other hand. So, you know, what's the difference? I'm still looking at the road. But anyway, I am driving in Albany, in a suburb of Albany, for you folks from out of town, called Colony. And I'm driving past the mall and looking at all these stores. And it just got me thinking of my own parents' store. And I thought I would tell you a little bit of a story this week. My parents
had a department store, quote unquote. There's only about three departments in it, but it was a department store on Eastern Long Island in a town called Matatuck. Hi to everybody who's listening out there, by the way, all six of you. And the town was a very one-horse town back then. It really was. Now it's a mecca for wine. There's wineries all over the place there, and it's just been transformed. But anyway, it was a very sleepy little town when I was growing up, some X amount of years ago. I won't fill in the X. There was a small little village. It was the village of Matatuck, and there were about maybe 15 stores in the whole village, and one of them was a clothing store or a department store, and it was Phillips Department Store, ironically. Before that, actually, it was Samuel's Department Store, because my grandparents' last name was Samuel, S-A-M-U-E-L. They owned the store first for X amount of years, and then sold it to my parents when they retired. They ended up living upstairs in an apartment, and my parents had the store downstairs, and the store was kind of divided into two sides, the woman's side and the men's side. It sold everything from dungarees. I'm going to call them dungarees because that's what they were back then. I know you call them jeans today, but we call them dungarees. All kinds of men's stuff on one side. I remember the brand names. We had Campus. We had Levi's. We had all those stacked up kind of neatly on little tables. And then on the other side, there were women's underwear and women's bathing suits and so forth, which is something that really rings in my head, because I can remember when I was old enough to work in the store and maybe run the store while my parents walked out for a while. They did that to give me a little sense of responsibility. So they walked out one day, and every single time they walked out, there invariably would be a woman that would walk in, many times with a very thick Polish accent, because there were a lot of Polish farm workers in the town at that time. A lot of first generation Polish Americans that lived out there, and invariably, as soon as my parents would leave, they said, "We're going to, you know, walk out for a couple of hours and let you run the store." A woman would walk in and say, "Hello, you got brassieres? I need 36 double D brassier." And my face would turn bright red as I would try to lead them to the right department. I wasn't going to try to fit the woman with the brassiere, but at least I would show them where they were. Here's also a little aside, a little bit of Matatuck trivia for those of you folks living out there. I know you'll get a kick out of this. As I mentioned, the bank being right next to our store, on the second floor of the bank, they used to have an office where they would have their meetings. The administration would have their meetings. And they, for some reason, were able to look into one of our store windows that were on the side of the building. You know, windows that weren't visible to the public, but they could see through this one window. It's a very interesting window. It was a window that was in the women's dressing room. So when the women were trying on their bathing suits, men were getting interestingly diverted. Let's put it this way. They weren't looking at the day's mortgage rates. I can tell you that right now. We had that store for at least 30 years before my parents retired. Now the store is no longer, by the way. Now it's all bank. The bank bought the property and everything else and continued to build onto the bank and just took over the whole area.
So that was my stream of consciousness blabbing while driving. It is sad that those days are gone. A lot of the mom and pop stores have struggled and have closed. And have succumbed to the big box store that came to town. But ironically, and as you've seen, as we've talked about with Sears and these other stores, ironically, even the bigger stores are having problems now. So I guess it's a problem all across the board in retail, and it is a sad thing. So that really concludes this edition of Take It to the Top. I hope you enjoyed it. I really would love you to subscribe to the podcast, and you can do that by going back to podbean.com or iTunes. They have a podcast app, and just click subscribe, and this way you'll be informed the next time a podcast comes out. I have no sponsors. My sponsor is moi. So if you are, and I'm sorry to put you through this again, but if you're looking to have a party, to have a wedding, to have a retirement party, to have a, an anniversary party, to have a business function, to have a conference. I am available to provide recorded music, live music, song parodies. I'll even write a song for your organization or write a song for that special person retiring or having an anniversary or whatever. My website is hirerichie.com. If you can't remember it, you might be able to remember it this way.
HireRichie.com.
That's HireRichie.com. That's it. Enjoy your day. Enjoy your week. See you next time as I try as hard as I can to
take it to the top.